I'm Jim Bertel. NATO says it will try to avoid a new arms race with Russia after the U.S. formally withdrew from the Intermediate-Range Nuclear Force Treaty with Moscow. Both NATO and the U.S. blame Russia for the Cold War treaty's collapse. They accuse Russia of violating the pact by deploying a new type of missile, which Russia denies. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
All NATO allies agree that these missiles violate the INF Treaty. And Russia continues to develop and field these systems despite years of U.S. and allied engagement.
The INF Treaty was signed by U.S. President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev in 1987. Japan has raised the stakes in a trade dispute with South Korea by removing it from its preferred list of trading partners. VOA's Bill Gallo explains.
Japan's decision will make it harder for South Korea to buy a wide range of sensitive Japanese products that can have military uses. Last month, Japan restricted exports of high-tech materials to South Korea. Taken together, the moves represent a serious threat to South Korea's economy. Japan's moves are widely seen as retaliation for recent South Korean court rulings ordering Japanese companies to compensate Koreans who were forced to work during Japan's colonial occupation of Korea. South Korean President Moon Jae-in called the Japanese move selfish and a grave challenge to Korea-Japan relations. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
South Korean officials say North Korea has fired a new type of short-range missile. The launch, the third in just over a week, came from the North Korea's east coast early on Friday. President Trump is downplaying the test. U.S. stocks are down sharply in afternoon trading. From Washington, this is VOA News. China is threatening retaliation if U.S. President Donald Trump's planned tariff hikes go ahead. President Trump said he is imposing an additional 10% tariff on some Chinese products. AP's Matt Small has more.
China's foreign ministry is criticizing President Trump's plan to impose 10% tariffs on the remaining $300 billion in Chinese imports he hasn't already taxed. It's threatening what it terms necessary countermeasures if Trump's planned September 1st hike moves forward, although what actions Beijing might take remain unclear. China's foreign minister calls the tariffs definitely not the right way to resolve trade frictions. Matt Small, Washington.
Meanwhile, the U.S. trade deficit fell slightly in June, as did the trade deficit with China. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The gap between the goods and services the U.S. buys and what it sells abroad fell to $55 billion in June, a drop of 0.3%. The Commerce Department says exports dropped 2% on declines in shipments of autos, computers, crude oil, and consumer products. Imports fell just under 2%. On declines in crude oil and petroleum products. The trade deficit with China, the target of President Trump's tariffs, fell 7.5% to $30 billion. Mike Hempen, Washington.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is sending a dozen staffers to the Democratic Republic of Congo border city of Goma, a major transit city near the border with Rwanda. The agency indicated it would send more staffers if armed conflict in the northeastern region subsided to safer levels. The outbreak, which began a year ago, has now killed more than 1,800 people. Syrian government airstrikes came to a stop Friday in the country's northwest after a truce went into effect there. Meanwhile, the sanctions imposed on Syria by the U.S. and the EU after Syria's civil war began in March 2011 are having a serious impact on its economy. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Many Syrians say it's even harder now to make ends meet than it was during the height of the country's civil war because of the sanctions. Most of the population is now below the poverty line, earning less than $100 a month. The sanctions and the war have had dramatic effects on the Syrian economy and financial system. Since the U.S. dollar used to be worth 47 Syrian pounds at the start of the conflict, and today a dollar is exchanged for 600 pounds. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Indonesian authorities lifted a tsunami alert issued after a strong earthquake hit off the coast of Java Friday. The 6.8 magnitude quake caused buildings to sway as far away as Jakarta. There were no immediate reports of damage or injuries. For the latest news, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA 1, the voice of America. VOA 1.